Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Well, it's Electric Ireland Powering Kindness Week this week, and we're counting on your good deeds over the next 5 days to help win one deserving Irish charity, €60,000 by Friday evening here on 2FM. Electric Ireland have €130,000 to share between three charities, the Irish Heart Foundation, Childline and the Mary Keating Foundation. And we're asking you to do a good deed this week. And today we thought we'd spare a thought for the drivers of the nation. We spoke about them yesterday at some length. And we're asking you to be that little bit nicer on the road. And when you've got a minute, text us your good driving deed when you've pulled in. All right. Just text it to us here on 2FM. 51552. That's the usual number. Text the word heart if you want the Irish Heart Foundation. Text child if you favour Childline. Or text Mary for Mary Keating Foundation. Then add your name and details of your good deed. Just says what you did. You can boast if you want. We don't mind. At the end of the week, the charity with the highest amount of texts will win the lion's share of the fund. And now, Lottie Ryan is leading the charge as she brings us the latest from the Apple Green southbound service station in Lusk. Lottie in Lusk, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Set the scene. What's happening?
I'm very excited this morning because this is kind of one of those random acts of kindness that if somebody did for me, I don't think I'd believe it. So I'm really excited to be able to do this for people. It's very busy, as you can imagine. It's that time of the morning. And I am going to be going outside this morning and surprising people just as they're filling up their tank of the car. I'm going to jump out and ask, can I pay for your petrol?
That's great. So they'll call the guards, have you arrested, and say there's a mad woman in the petrol station, at which point we'll have to go to the guard station. We'll have it record you being banged up, put it on YouTube, and we'll all go viral together. Yay!
This is a genuine concern I have, so people, please don't be afraid if I do jump out and surprise.
Now, Lottie, what we would urge you to do is, if you don't know this already, which I presume you do, don't go to the 15-1D cars or the, you know, the 14. Go to somebody. Yeah, get an old bit of an old banger, somebody who looks like they'd really appreciate this.
Oh, I've got my eyes peeled. I've been watching the cars coming in and out. And I am carefully selecting who I'm going to be picking. And also, I want to say there's a lady down here in charge, Alice, in the Apple Green.
Alice?
I got my first random act of kindness that was bestowed to me.
Oh, go on.
She bought me my breakfast this morning and gave me a cup of tea, and it was so nice.
Alice, we love her already.
So it goes to show it doesn't really matter whether you're doing something big like offering to pay for their petrol like we are today or you're buying them a cup of tea. It's nice just to be nice.
Yeah, and if you believe in the karma thing.
Absolutely.
You never know. It could come back to haunt you for all the right reasons. Okay, find somebody who looks hassled, bedraggled, wrecked, annoying, and annoyed. I'm annoying. Annoyed and then try and surprise them. That'd be so nice.
Okay, yes, and fingers crossed they don't wallop me or call the police.
Correct. Keep us posted. We'll catch you later, Lottie.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Okay, we'll take the latest from Lottie with Electric Ireland Powering Kindness this week. Let's see if we can surprise somebody in a very nice way. In the car, in the Mater Hospital car park, waiting for my boyfriend up in day surgery, says Sarah in Kildare, up at 4:30 to drive him up and bring him home after a little procedure, all while 8 months pregnant. You're amazing. That's kindness. Ryan, I let every car out this morning. It didn't matter if it was 1 or 10. I was late. And the roads were so bad, I didn't care. Thank you, Laura. Laura, thank you. Very impressive. And I hope people acknowledged. You know, that's one of those things, those little things that kind of tend to annoy people a bit when you let someone out and they don't say thanks. Why are you here? Come on. It's not the biggest thing in the world. It's not the biggest issue, but just a little raise of the hand or a little nod as you're letting them out is nice, rather than just keep going. But then again, you never know what people are going through. They could be nerves gone for some other reason. I buy extra bread and milk, and then I pretend to my neighbour that I have a milk mountain, and could she take some, as I know she's struggling. Alan Sligo, that's quite a cute thing to do. Very kind thing to do. On alcohol, someone's father is a reformed alcoholic and is off the drink over 40 years. He's helped over 100 people from all walks of life by becoming a sponsor himself. He's 88 years old, plays golf twice a week, and... Well, that's kindness, isn't it? That's combining the kindness and the good people when it comes to AA and supporting people who drink too much or are trying to get off the sauce. And that's most impressive indeed. Okay, it's a little after, what is it, 9:34, back in a sec. Michelle, good morning.
Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Oh, hang on, we're going to have to soup this one up. You're very quiet. Are you all right there, Michelle?
I'm grand, Ryan, how are you?
You're like a mouse, you're just about to nibble a piece of cheese.
Oh, God.
Where are you?
I'm at home, I'm in Crumlin.
How was everything this morning? Are you doing a school run, or are you working, or what are you up to?
I'm not working today, Ryan. I only work 2 days a week, so I'm off. And I just got back from the school run there a little while ago.
What do you work at on the 2 days you work?
I just work in a chemist.
Do you like it?
I do. I love it. It's a nice little break out of the house.
It's good, isn't it? Nice to kind of have an interaction with people instead of just being
exactly.
At home all the time. And do you like talking to the customers and all the same heads coming in for their prescriptions and all that sort of stuff?
Sure, I do. I love talking to people. Talk to anyone at all, I would. So
talk to the tree, as I say. You would talk to a tree if you had to, like Prince Charles himself. Now, listen to me. You did your little powering kindness thing. What did you do?
I was bringing my own little son to school this morning, Ryan, and it's only me and him in the car. So there's a lady walking down with her two boys, and it's damp and cold, and I don't know her very well. I've just seen her some mornings. So I was like, I wonder, will I ask her, will I take the boys to school? So, you know, when you don't know people well, they mightn't like it. So I pulled over and I just asked her, would she like a lift? And she was absolutely delighted. But she came with us and then I dropped her back home as well.
Ah.
And I just got to talk to her a bit. And the kids were so happy to get the lift going into school. They were delighted.
And who was she?
She's actually not living, she's a little bit down the road. I don't know her well, but she's a foreign national, which kind of I was a bit more nervous about asking her, did she want a lift?
Why?
Just because I don't really know her, Ryan. You know, if someone pulls up in a car and asks you, would you like a lift? You'd be a little bit, but she was really happy for the lift to get in. And she was telling me that she doesn't drive, so she normally has to walk.
You see, and she probably felt a bit more welcome in the community and in the country because somebody just made a little effort to say, yeah, it's okay, come on, hop in, it's fine, hop in.
Exactly, because she actually offered me to come in when I dropped her back, but I just told her that I had things to do, but thanks a million. She was saying they'd come in for a tea, so maybe we were actually talking about different things in the school and stuff and that, so she's not here too long, I don't think. I didn't go into much with her, but if I see her again now at the school, I definitely will talk to her.
Yeah, and if it's raining again, you'll drop and give her a lift if she needs it. If it's
no, but it's only me and my son in the car in the morning, so it's, you know, it's not.
You
like
might as well fill it up with whoever happens to be
exactly.
On the street, Michelle.
Put a little sign on top.
And tell me, how much did you charge her?
Just a smile.
Yeah,
that's all
right,
in a chat. Yeah.
How old is your son?
He's 7.
Okay, and is he good or is he a brat?
He's good, Ryan. Just give him a book and he's happy.
Oh,
so
he's one of those.
Nice and quiet. Yeah.
Oh, God, I like him already.
He's great.
Now, you know we're trying to encourage people to be kind and we're trying to empower kindness here on 2FM and we like your story.
That's the first thing I thought of was all this kindness thing all week, so that's why I texted in.
Oh, lovely. So we need to spread that. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you a little prize.
Oh, brilliant. That's great. Even better.
Even better. We're going to send you to a really nice spot called the Wineport Lodge. It's a very posh place to go. It's for a two-night stay with a deluxe lake view room with breakfast every morning and then dinner on one of the nights.
Oh, my God, Ryan, thanks so much. I go back out now in the afternoon and pick up loads more people.
Keep going. keep the kindness going.
Oh, you're so kind yourself.
No,
thanks a million.
No, listen, I'm just doing my thing. Your thing was much nicer, so you just keep going doing that. Stay on that vibe and the world will be a better place.
Oh, God, that's brilliant, Ryan. That's brilliant.
Have a nice weekend, Michelle.
Oh, I'm so happy. Thanks so much. And you, Ryan. Take care.
Bye for now.
Bye.
It's as simple as that. Just being a little bit kindness. Electric Ireland, powering kindness this week. So we're asking you to do a good deed. And when you've done it, text us on 2FM 51552. Just text the word heart if you want to support the Irish Heart Foundation. Child if you favour Childline, or marry if you favour the Mary Keating Foundation. Add to your name and the details of your good deed. At the end of the week, the charity with the highest amount of texts will win the lion's share of the fund. So it's good. It's a fund of €130,000. So everyone's a winner in this competition. Absolutely everyone wins. At 6 minutes to 10 o'clock, Lottie.
Hi, how are you?
Are you still at the greenest of apples?
I fill them at the greenest of apples, filling people's cars for them. It's gotten a little bit quiet now, though.
Yes, that's because they heard you were there and their nerves are gone.
They're afraid of
me. They're afraid of you. They see you and they go, there's that girl from the radio. I'm terrified.
I need to change my tactics, so maybe jumping out isn't the best way to approach people.
But you're at the Apple Green in Lusk.
I am at the Apple Green in Lusk on the M1 southbound, and we are giving some people their petrol for free as a little random act of kindness. And one girl earlier on this morning in particular, her car had broken down and her dad had to come out and give her a replacement car, so we gave them petrol and
milk. Yeah.
Yeah, so she was very upset and then she was very happy by
you
the
see,
end of it.
That's the whole point of it. And then, of course, her dad came down to save the day and then she saw you and then you saved their day and saved them some. That's what it's about.
Exactly, turning the day around, and now she's going to pass it forward and do a random act
exactly.
to someone else.
And are you hiding behind a petrol pump waiting to jump out?
No, I'm going to make myself, I'm nice and visible.
Okay.
So people can see me when they come to the Apple Greens, and hopefully, if you're lucky, I will pick you.
But there's nobody there right now.
But right now it's quite quiet
okay,
here. Yeah,
well,
it is quite quiet.
Okay, well, we'll step away and then we'll come back to you when in the event that you have somebody that you can hit over the head with a petrol pump.
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks, Lottie. We'll catch up with you shortly.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Ryan. Bam.
Well, Lottie, where are you now?
I am in the Apple Green still.
Yes.
And I've been filling up people's tanks, and now I have found the most lovely woman called Buki, who I have here with me, who would love to say hello to you.
I would love to say hello to Buki.
Okay, hang on.
Thanks, Lottie. Appreciate that. Lottie's empowering kindness by filling up petrol tanks of people from wherever they might be from. Good morning, Buki.
Good morning, Ryan.
How's it going there today?
Fantastic.
So you were driving a car. What car do you drive, Buki?
I drive a Renault Laguna 1.8.
Yes, and then Lottie came along and said what?
Yes, I went for my appointment.
Yes.
And I heard on the radio that they're giving people petrol.
Yes.
I said, well, that can be possible.
Yes.
So I drove down to the Apple Green and I met Lottie. She said, well, it's possible.
Oh, that's wonderful. And where are you from originally, Buki?
I'm from Nigeria, Ryan, and I listen to your program every morning.
Buki, can I just tell you I love you?
Oh, I love you too, Ryan.
I love you, and I love your car, and I love the fact that you listen to us and that you're from Nigeria, and I love the fact that Lottie has just made your day by being kind to you. You sound like a kind person. Are you kind?
Yes, I am, just like you.
Well,
and my son loves to listen to your program every morning. You know, stop.
Oh, tell
I
him.
I want to come on the program.
Oh, definitely, sometime. You better sort that out. You have to, Buki, your job is to go on and be nice to kind to somebody else today, okay? Pass it on.
Yes, I will, I promise.
Lovely to talk to you, Buki.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you so much. Bye for now.
Bye from Babrigan. Bye.